Hello and welcome to the internet's live-ish from Austin, Texas. This is the Reflex Blue Show, How Conference Special.
Hey, I'm Donovan here. I'm in Austin.
Yeah, what's up, Donovan? You're down there. I'm not.
Yeah, and I got actually a kid. I graduated, he's not really a kid. I mean, we graduated college together, so we've got, a combined 97 years experience?
I was going to say, anyone your age, not so much a child. Who's there with you?
Courtney Christensen. And now, I'm not even going to try to pronounce again. Where do you work? What do you do there?
I'm a graphic designer in the marketing department at a medical university, Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences.
Holy snap. And you are down at the How conference. Can you hear me okay, by the way, I should ask?
Yeah, actually, Courtney said he went to the one in Boston last year.
He's like
a seasoned vet at this.
Okay, so hey, Courtney, first question's for you, man. Okay, so you were at Boston last year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how was that for you, and what are you looking forward to getting out of this one?
Well, it was great. I get to go to a graphic design conference once a year, and before that I had gone to, it's called CASE, the Council for the Advancement of something Education, but anyway, it was for graphic designers who work for universities, which was great in one respect, and so it was for a narrow audience.
Seems like it,
and
yes.
I couldn't, you know, it was great to talk to other people who do exactly what I do, but then I also wanted to sort of branch out and see what the rest of the graphic design world was doing, and I thought the How conference last year did a good job of sort of exposing me to, you know, what I narrowly focus on in my job.
Well, I'm going to walk back regenerated or something, rejuvenated, actually excited about my profession. Is that what I'm supposed to be doing after this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Donovan, I'd pay money to see you excited about anything besides a pinball machine right now.
Well, I'm trying to get excited about a Street Fighter 2 arcade machine, but they're harder to get than you would think.
We will probably have more news on that at a later time. So, gentlemen, how was your day? This is day zero. There is very little conference going on today, actually. Is that correct?
Yes. All that was today was pre-registration, showing up.
Okay. How was that?
Mine was fairly non-eventful. Yours?
Yeah. Got the badge and the brochure, and that's about it.
Did you get a sweet bag full of stuff or what?
No, I've got a coupon for a bag of stuff, which I supposedly will get tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, snap. Okay.
I was wondering how that worked. I usually get a huge bag of goodies. But
yeah, they said it was tomorrow. I think they're not ready. I think they're doing the design procrastination thing.
I see.
Right. Oh, you know what it is, dude, is that Steve Gordon is there with the How ladies right now stuffing bags. I think dude said something to me about that. So when you get your bag, ask if it was hand-stuffed by Steve Gordon himself.
Do you think there'll be a little airline ticket in there? They check your bag, there'll be little tickets that are hand stuffed by Steve Gordon.
I hope so, yeah. Hand stuff, inspected by number 47, Steve Gordon.
Okay, well, other things is, we got big 36-point news, Nate. I mean, when I was in flight, supposedly stuff launched on the site.
Snap, we did. We launched Reviews Gone Bad. We should talk about that while the How conference is going on. So, yeah, sure. Hey, you know what's lame? Book reviews, yeah. In general. But no, we have found a way to bring the nuclear awesome to book reviews, and that is bad green screen video and lo-fi tech. And now we are bringing the thunder. So we have our first video review went up, coincidentally enough, using the man as our guinea pig, Steve Gordon interview, or sorry, Steve Gordon book review went up on 36 points today for 100 Habits of Successful Freelance Designers, a book title that I can say correctly now.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I had a little trouble with that during recording, but it's not too bad. So
that's going to be a regular feature.
Yeah, that's going to be as regular. That's going to be as regular as we can make it be. I think our next one is due out next week. We're doing Sketchbook, and then not to tease too far in advance, but you did read a book on the plane that we are going to review. Okay, I believe. So we got 3 whole weeks of reviews lined up right now.
For those of you who followed for a while, if you followed when we did Shipkit, and I think it was episode 17, got a little upset at me because I didn't. I kind of admitted to never have read the Cheese Monkeys, but I had a copy. I actually read it the entire way up here and finished. I got the 15 pages left, and I finished that in the room this afternoon.
Nice. I'll bet with 15 pages left, you felt like it was building to a pretty good ending, didn't you?
Let me reword this. I thought I finished it this afternoon, but it just kind of ended. I don't know if I actually finished it or if the book even finished.
Or if the book just kind of petered out at the end. Anyway, so is Chip at the conference? Is he going to be there? Are you guys going to get into fisticuffs over the reading of the book or what?
I do not believe he's here.
Okay, fantastic. So today, not a whole lot going on. Tomorrow, Donovan, what's the scoop? What are you guys in for?
I don't know. Courtney, what should I be looking forward to at this thing? How many speakers do you think I'll see over the next, is it 3-4 days?
Yeah. Quite a lot. Once or twice they have like a speaker that is for the entire audience, then you do the breakout sessions. Gosh, I don't even remember how many speakers. It felt like a dozen at least that I saw last year.
Oh wow. So it'll be like going to 12 speaker events in a row.
Yeah, throughout the course of the conference.
Okay, and how are the after parties? Also, this concerns me greatly.
Yes, the one last year was a lot of fun. They had a great band and a lot of people dancing, and happened to actually meet up with a couple friends who I didn't know were there until the party. So.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy because you show up to one of these things, and I didn't even know you were coming until a couple days ago.
Yeah, yeah, and I posted it on Facebook, and then that's how we find out each other is going
to
be there.
If you're a designer, I guess you know people here.
Yeah, you do.
So, all right. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I heard of a HOW conference and actually heard about the conference itself and didn't hear about the after parties.
We got someone at the door.
Somebody actually here? Did someone show up?
We have a guest.
What's going on? Courtney, give me the play-by-play.
What's up, man?
Yeah, hello.
Justin. Holy crap, dude. We Justin Aarons just swung by.
Speaking Justin of, like, Aarons thought it would be a good idea to come and make the show today?
Yeah.
Is that a cue for me to start talking?
Yeah. Dude, what's up, Jay?
You probably hey, Donovan, how are you? You?
Somebody give Justin some earphone love.
Yeah, he can hear you.
Oh, I can hear you now. Is this Nate, the Nate Voss?
This is, in fact, the miraculous Nate Voss on the other end of this line. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. My heart hurts a little bit, though, that you're not here.
Well, you know what? Yours is not alone. Anytime I have any distance between me and I'll say you, potentially Donovan, my heart aches as well. So if my information is correct, you just got in.
Literally just got in.
I'm picturing you with your bags over your shoulder, sweating profusely.
No, I left my bags with someone else.
Well, he's always sweating profusely, so I don't know if that's really an issue.
Nice. We were actually just talking about after parties, but hey, you're at the HOW conference. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What are you looking forward to?
Well, 36-point show, of course, and trying to at least insert myself in as many as possible.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
yeah. And please remember, if you see us, say the password, and you'll get a free promotional pack.
I think we got to make that task a little bit easier, Donovan. Can you give us the password one more time?
Salty nuts.
Salty nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts of salt. And that's the password. You see, Donovan, you can drop that. You can be on the show. Or just
Nate,
give him a hug.
Miss,
if you're a lady, just give Donovan a hug. So, all right. So,
Nate, you're going to miss the event of all the HOW conference.
Okay, now what is that?
Donovan and I, toe to toe, mano a mano.
Oh crap! So, like, Armin Vitt sends me an email to get on his game show, and I was like, sure, you know, I'm thinking I'm gonna go up against some other people that are, you know, like noobs like myself. End up, I'm being sandbagged, dude. Sandbagged.
Nice. Debbie Millman, of course, you know, everyone's crush, is gonna take it, I think.
Yeah, she's got some brains on her too. It's not just the beauty.
I think also being the godmother of Armin's child gives her an advantage that I do not have.
Okay, what you don't know, Donovan, is that Justin is the godfather of Armin Vitt's child. So
yeah, and then I found out Jen Enkin, Vasaki O'Grady, and Jen was on our previous show. They've got a couple books they've written. They're going to be on there too. I think they're like little brains. They can.
But I have an idea.
Okay.
We can cheat.
Okay, how does this work?
I guess we get the book. right? And they give us multiple choice questions, and we can look it up in the book. I'm assuming there's a timeline, but you and I could work together.
Or we could remove the system. Books from the other people. Could we swap out their copies of like Armin's book with like my copy of the Cheese Monkeys?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I don't think they'd pick that up.
Donovan, I think that what you do is you go old like dirty alley fighting. If it's about somebody being able to read something, you just throw like sawdust in their eyes. It's right before the fight. Just be like, "Hey, Debbie, how's it? Oh, sawdust in the eyes! Ah, win." Done.
Yeah,
I'm not actually advocating the sawdusting of Debbie Millman. I think that would be, in fact, a bad call.
How many fantasies do you actually have about Debbie Millman, Nate?
Well, there's that one. All the rest of them I have actually lived. So, done.
All right, Nate. Well, hey, we'll be in touch tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like that's about what we got. Hey, is the quiz show tomorrow? When is that?
That's going to be Thursday night. Courtney, great to have you on the show. Great to see you. We're going to go out now because it is the How Conference and there are people out there. So we're going down to 6th Street.
Yes. That sounds like a good idea. I figured we could have got a little bit more show, but it is day zero. This has been a nice introduction, I think. And that's kind of what we have. So tune back in tomorrow from whenever it is you're hearing this. If you're at the How Conference, great. If you're not at the How Conference, that's why we're doing this. Courtney, Justin, great to hear from you guys.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Fantastic. I'm glad that you came up for your 2 minutes of prime time. And, Donovan, treat those guys nice. Show them a good time. Take them out on the 36-point company card.
Do
you have one of those?
No,
not at all.
We have a Twitter account.
Take them out on the Twitter account. And we will talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Later.
All right. Peace out, guys.